This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver district judge has dismissed an Adams 14 school district lawsuit against the Colorado State Board of Education. The suit was an attempt to stop the state-mandated reorganization of the district after years of low academic performance. The ruling means Adams 14 could be dissolved or absorbed by other school districts. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has pleaded not guilty to charges related to a security breach of the county's voting machines after the 2020 election. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Peters faces 10 counts total, including 7 felonies. She was in court Wednesday afternoon for her arraignment. Peters is accused of helping an unauthorized person copy voting machine hard drives. Information from the machines and photos of the passwords were later leaked online to election conspiracy theorists. Peters has pushed numerous election conspiracy theories and has long maintained her actions were within her legal authority as county clerk. Peters claims she was simply trying to investigate concerns her constituents had about the machines. A trial date is set for March. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Recounts and audits of paper ballots have confirmed the accuracy of the state's election results. A Pueblo veteran's diary from World War II is now on display at a research library in Pearl Harbor. Marine Corps Private First Class James H. Wenning kept a detailed daily journal of his time on the USS Enterprise, starting in 1943. The Pueblo chieftain reports and includes battles, boxing, and even the time he spent steering the famed ship. This is CPR News at 7:06.